Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Wow.
Is that the new Taylor Swift song?
Yeah, right?
No, that was Zed featuring Jasmine Thompson.
Funny. Oh, I'm sitting there listening to it going, wow.
I'm like, oh,
this.
I think that's the new.
Right.
Yeah, oh boy.
Zed?
Taylor's coming up at the top of the eight.
And when is the Maroon 5? Did that happen?
Yeah, that happened at 7, but that one's going to play again at 9.
And we'll listen to it in the 8 o'clock hour too. Hey, can I ask you a question? Is Zed the one who did the middle with Maren Morris?
Yes.
Yep.
So because I actually thought, oh, this sounds a lot like that song, but I thought it was the new Taylor. It's funny.
It sounded very, very produced. So that's obviously that dude's thing, right?
I can't. Like, I can't wait to hear. Yes, I can't wait to hear the Taylor Swift. I'm dying to see if it's, you know, like. Her, you know, the crazy overproduced stuff, or if it's going to be a little, I mean, it's called Folklore. So maybe it's a little folky. Who knows what they were up to over this isolation.
One of the things I read in the paper this morning is they're calling it a masterpiece. So to me,
really?
that's a bold statement, but you know.
Yeah, the reviews, I haven't seen any bad reviews. It's all been like, wow, that's pretty freaking great. All right, Vinny, let's do the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, shucks. Let me pull up my sponsor.
Shucks.
I get caught. Darn it.
Oh, no sponsor.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app. That's an app you get. It's free. You just get the Radio.com app. You download it, and then you can listen to radio all the time, anywhere you go. You bring your phone. You got the radio with you.
Boom.
It's awesome. Get Radio.com. Like you're going to love it. Honestly. For real. Okay, so we'll begin real quick with this from USA Today. As health experts have penned an open letter, and I want to say the number of 150 health professionals have penned an open letter to basically ask that we shut down again. So I know that that's probably unlikely, but as we're seeing the numbers surge all over the place, I can request or suggest a way we can keep that from happening. Just wear a mask. Just wear a mask and wash your hands. They say that is going to keep us from spreading this to each other. And hopefully the numbers will go down instead of up and we'll stay open and life will get back to normal at some point. Whoosh. Okay. This is a trip because you and I both, well, we were both smokers.
Yes.
So, and we both have different relationships with smoking. I can say how I feel and felt about it, which was I loved smoking, but I also think it's the absolutely dumbest thing you can pot. Like to sit there and be breathing smoke and also calling that a break or the, you know, like a relaxing moment where you're like, it's just so dumb. It really, I felt like, you know, while I was doing it, I couldn't be any dumber and that people must be looking at me like that, thinking that dude breathes smoke.
Yeah. What a dumb.
And enjoys it. Mm. But really, we all know that that's nicotine addiction and that you're actually feeding your addiction is what makes you feel like you're getting what you need. Not that smoke somehow is suddenly relaxing.
It's not, right. What's relaxing about it is you're not jonesing anymore for
right.
the thing you're addicted to.
There's an increasing tension in you, which is your need to fill your feed your habit. And once you feed it, that releases.
Now I'm relaxed again. Right. That's why it's so relaxing.
Right. So that's the deal with cigarettes for me is I did quit. I quit many years ago. And other than for a movie, for a character, for a role I was doing in a movie, I haven't touched a cigarette since.
America is still the place.
Right.
Fine movie starring Mike Coulter.
And me.
And Vinny Crackhorn.
Thank you. Anyway, this is the news I wanted to report, which is people are quitting smoking in record numbers right now. More than 1 million
I'm actually surprised.
Well, I don't disagree, but I think the bright side, look, when I quit smoking, I basically looked at my life and I said to myself, where I'm at now, I'm never going to have less stress in my life. Now's
the
time.
Oh, when you were up in Oregon?
Yeah, when I was up in Oregon, I was like, I'd have a 2-minute drive to work. I have no pressure. I'm winning in the ratings. There isn't ever going to be this easy of a lifestyle for me to get quitting. And I just decided, like, it's got to happen now. And while I know the pandemic is stressful, the idea that you're in the house maybe has made people go, you know what? I'm just going to stop going outside and smoking. I'm just going to stop now while I'm home, while I'm not out, you know, with my other smoking friends. Get that under my, you know, get some days of nicotine-free living under your belt before you got to go back out and live again. Maybe that's the idea. I know that people are scared because smoking, the coronavirus is a lung thing or a respiratory thing. So
that's probably some of it.
I'm sure that has inspired a lot of people, but I'm really proud. If you've quit smoking and you're kind of stressing on it right now, I'm proud of you and you can do this. You got this. Keep with it.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got some months under your belt right now, now's the time to just keep plowing ahead. You can do this. So I thought that was good news.
Quitting
smoking in record numbers. I would love to see. Look, I don't want to see any businesses fail, but if one's going to fail,
let it be the tobacco industry.
That'd be great.
They've already bought all the vaping companies, so the people who, like I have, I am still a total nicotine's bitch. I am in nicotine jail, and I smoke vapes. I do a vape pen, and it's not a flavored, you know, one with the liquid or whatever. But I enjoy it, and I feel way better than I did when I was smoking, but I am still nicotine's bitch, and I believe that Philip Morris owns the company that I purchased my vape pens from. So, or whatever the name of that big, it's one of the big tobacco companies that owns it.
Probably,
so
they've moved
right into that neck of the woods, so don't worry.
I know
they'll be fine.
There were many rounds of lawsuits against the tobacco companies, and I don't know all the numbers or how that went, but they still seem to be in business and profitable, and they should probably help you pay for your iron lung or whatever it is. You know, I mean, here you've been giving them your money your money for their tobacco all these years. The least they could do is buy you a set of iron lungs when they're needed.
Right.
Jesus.
Ye old iron lung.
Right. Let me see here. So ice cream, while we have been dealing with this sort of new lifestyle, ice cream sales have jumped 26% here during the pandemic.
We've quit smoking and picked up ice cream.
Well, I have absolutely been eating more ice cream than I want. I've also been, you know, running and exercising in my garage and whatnot. So
the ice cream man. I guess those guys are out of business now. Huh?
Are you eating ice cream?
I'm not. We're keto, man. It's awful.
When did keto start?
A couple days ago.
Oh, so you're barely in it. So you were eating ice cream until what? This week?
No, I'm not. We don't bring... John doesn't care about ice cream, so he doesn't bring it home. So I have to ask him. I have to remember to put it on the list. Oh, God. Poor ice cream man.
There's this new ice cream that everybody's crazy about. It's like called boba ice cream. It's like sold out everywhere you go.
Boba?
Sometimes there's like... Yeah, boba ice cream. It's like, you know, tapioca.
Like the Thai? Is that Thai? What is that?
I'm not sure where it comes from.
Okay,
but,
boba. All right, go on.
It's boba. But if you go there, it's like toilet paper where there's like a limit of two. You can buy two.
Oh, if you find it, you can only have two. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, a lot of the stores are doing that. It's in the Asian
markets,
though.
Oh, mm-hmm. And it's a tapioca thing?
You know, like tapioca balls, you know, those drinks that people drink.
I have seen this, that I've heard that name and seen that at, there's certain little, I don't want to call them mom and pops, but I don't know any of the names of the locations, but they're small little locations where you can get, I think you can get coffee there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it? Milk tea and all kinds of weird
teas and coffees. Okay.
And they put those little boba balls in there. It's very trendy. The kids used, I mean, back when things were open, the kids would crowd those places. I don't know about now. I haven't been to a place like that in a long time.
No, kids are still crowding places. There's a kid thing.
I'm sure.
You know, I meant to tell you guys this, speaking of the limit two for the boba ice cream. I want to say it was last week before I got sick. It happened. I went in with a mask and gloves, and we'd been ordering, we'd put on order forms, I don't know how many times, you know, please deliver us these Clorox wipes, and they never come. They're always, but I was in the Costco when the guy dropped a pallet of those.
Oh my God.
The Clorox wipes. So I'm like, oh my God. Oh. And I'm pushing my cart full speed over there as that one pallet that he put down, it was one, is being just absolutely savaged. So I was able to get two of them, and I put them in the cart, and he goes, I think, just so you guys know, I think there's a limit on these. And I was like, is it one or two? And he goes, it might be two. So I have two of them, and someone before I even got down another aisle was like, you can only get one of those. Give me that back. And I was like, all right. But it was one, but it was a pack of five.
Oh.
So it was one pack of five that I was able to get.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I know. I'm feeling very lucky. We have five tubes, whatever those things are called, canisters.
It's so much easier than the Windex on the paper towel as the thing's coming apart as you're wiping down your groceries. And
right. Oh, so I don't mean to suggest you should go out, but that was the way I was able to get those darn things. Because when you order them on Instacart, they never come.
No.
Ever.
There's always a substitution, and it's toe cream. It has nothing to do with, I don't know if toe cream's even a thing, but they'll find that and think that that's a decent substitution.
More toe cream. Throw it on the pile. Right. All right.
It's just like Clorox wipes.
Real quick, the number one flavor choice for ice cream is chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, mint chocolate chip. Somehow butter pecan made a list.
It's good.
Yeah, but a list of favorite ice creams? Cookie dough, cookies and cream, Rocky Road, coffee, and chocolate chip are your top 10 ice creams. So
chocolate chip is my favorite.
Yeah, I like chocolate chip too. All right, I'm not on Tinder, but I do know that in-app purchases have probably bought a lot of mansions. When you think about, I know that my kid the other day, we got her off Minecraft now because the zombies on there were giving her sleeplessness.
Bad dreams. Yeah.
But I also got her off there because I got an email blast from my American Express card that said, you just spent $49.99 on Minecraft. And I'm like, no, I didn't. And then I got another one right behind that said, you just spent $1.99 on Minecraft. And another one, $1.99. And another one, $1.99.
What was she buying?
Stuff within the game. She said, I go, what? So first of all, this is the first time it's happened. So I was like, listen, you don't have to freak out. You just can't be buying stuff on this game. It's actual money that we're spending. When you hit click, I'll take it. What did you buy? I bought Hawaii. I'm like, what?
That's a bargain. Was that one of the $1.99 ones?
No.
That was the whole $49.
Yeah, that's the $50 purchase, apparently, was Hawaii.
Well, look, she got Hawaii. Vinny loved Hawaii.
But honestly, this could get really expensive. I mean, by the time she's done buying up the United States, I can't do the math on that. Bryn?
What was the math again?
I guess it would be 50 times 50.
49 states, 50. Yeah, so that's what.
$2,500.
$2,500.
Thank you.
That's for the. You can buy the whole U.S. for $2,500. Just do it, Vin.
No, as it is, we needed to get her to get off there. But
my
point
is, Canada
costs. In-app purchases. Look, I mean, what did you spend on Pokemon?
Oh,
what did you spend on Bejeweled
Hundreds.
Blitz?
Hundreds.
Right. So Tinder now.
I call it a bargain as well. It was well worth it. Ate up a lot
Tinder
of my life.
Has come up with a way for you to make some in-app purchases.
Oh, is that so?
On the dating scene. Apparently, someone accessed a page that wasn't open to the public yet. So I don't know if this is actually a nice way of saying someone hacked their site. But they're saying there will be upcoming new features where you can spend money to keep jumping to the top of people's page so that you'll get more looks.
Oh.
I don't know. Is that worth it? Seems like it to me if you're trying to date a lot and you really
Yeah, you don't
want
to just be one in the string. You want to be the first one. Hey, right. How you doing? You know, don't they have a Tinder Plus or something already where, you know, if you...
I believe it's called Tinder Platinum. That's what they're calling this, part of Tinder Platinum. But you'd still have to spend money to get... They say... I'll read it word for word.
All right.
One of the things lets you message people before you've matched with them by attaching notes to super likes you send out. I don't know about the super likes.
Oh, a super
I have
like.
Seen Tinder.
I'm super into you. I will put out.
But
contact
I haven't
me.
Used, I'm not on it.
Super likes are.
Yeah, I know what a super like is.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever
go.
Put out a
Here
super
we
like?
Go.
No, so super like is like, you know, Tinder, it's like swipe left or right,
yeah.
whether you want them or not. Super like is somebody will super like you, and then if you happen to swipe, I think it's right, if you like them back, it's an automatic match or something. No, super like is when...
it's an upward swipe.
Yeah, it's an upward swipe, and then you get a notification automatically that this person liked
did
you,
or didn't
and
like
it's
you.
A match, but you only get like one of those I think a day, and if you want more super likes you have to pay for it.
So by the time Nicole that you get to your Tinder app every morning, are you already super liked? Has that happened to you like a million times?
I don't have a Tinder, but my friends do.
Uh-huh.
No, I really don't. I really don't have a Tinder.
Right. As soon as the mics go off, she'll go, my parents listen, I can't say
anything.
No, no. I don't tell you anything on the air.
In all honesty, I don't have a Tinder.
Okay.
Have you ever had a Tinder?
Yeah, when it first came out, and then it wasn't for me.
Any hookups?
No. I talked to Brandon a lot. Not to put Brandon on the spot, but Brandon has a Tinder.
Of course Brandon has a Tinder. He's a dude.
Yeah.
He's a single dude in his 20s. Of course he has Tinder. Right. I'm actually surprised you don't.
Yeah.
Little hottie.
Oh, thanks.
They sure. say this other thing is called prioritized likes, where you jump to the top of people's feeds. So anyone you liked would see you before they saw any non-platinum members. So apparently coming your way soon is a way to spend a little in-app money to get improved dating prospects.
Well, good congratulations for Tinder for coming up with some new way to get your money. It's great.
Boy, I just keep blowing through my time. How's this happening? Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see here. Just letting you know that ice cream truck song that you were playing is rooted in racism.
What?
Oh,
Jesus
God,
Christ.
Man.
It's just a little tinkling song.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
There's no winning.
Did I miss the test results? Was Vinny positive? I was negative. It came down later in the day yesterday, so it was not within the 24 to 48 hour window, but it was yesterday. And early enough for me to gather my belongings, clean up my messes, and get back home. So I'm currently broadcasting from my wife's home office at her desk. And my kid already looked in on me once or twice. And I think the missus is out running the neighborhood. So we're basically back to normal now.
Yay.
Great.
Yay.
The Bobo drinks originally came from Taiwan. Okay.
Bobo drinks.
Boba.
Boba.
Tapioca.
They wrote Bobo.
Maybe it autocorrected.
Vinfro, thanks for talking about quitting smoking. Toughest battle I ever fought. 14 years nicotine-free next April.
And you still think about it. That's the weird thing, you know? It almost never leaves you.
I have incredibly negative thoughts about how dumb it is, and yet I also have these moments where I think I should just run out and get some cigarettes. My life will be way better with that. And I'm also many years without, And it's that's what addiction is, man. It totally against everything you know. There you are doing it.
My grandma so used to say that. She'd say, I quit 20 years ago. I'll have one right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Brand new music, because it's Friday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.